Fears over a Greek default flare up again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. In Athens today, taxi drivers and tax assessors are striking again over austerity measures, the same proposals that are supposed to prevent the country from defaulting on its debt. The situation is hammering stocks around the world at the moment and driving fear that the European debt crisis will spread. The uncertainty is not just limited to the markets, though. It's also affecting the broader economy here in the U.S. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
The watchword in Europe continues to be contagion, the fear that the economic problems that plague Greece and a few other countries could spread across the continent. Megan Green is with the Economist Intelligence Unit in London.
If the eurozone were to pull apart, then that would certainly affect the U.S. as well.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke have been paying close attention to how this could affect financial institutions here in the U.S. And that's because the European debt crisis could affect more than the markets. Timo Klein is a Berlin-based economist with IHS Global Insight.
The risks are that there may be some further dampening effects on hiring.
Many U.S. funds are exposed to Greek debt, and economist Megan Green says that's prompted firms to take a close look at their balance sheets.
As banks are retrenching and are worried about recapitalizing and aren't investing, that will certainly affect job markets everywhere.
Including the U.S., where there's already no shortage of economic uncertainty. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. As we mentioned, global shares are much lower right now. The French index this morning is down more than 4.5%. Bank stocks in France are getting battered because of their exposure to Greek debt. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan speaks to investors today. We could learn more about the bank's reported plans to cut 30 to 40,000 employees. Wall Street Friday, markets lost more value. The Dow fell more than 300 points to close at 10,992.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency says it might expand a program that makes it easier for some people to refinance their home loans. The program hasn't served as many people as it set out to. From New York, here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
HARP, the Home Affordable Refinance Program, was started back in 2009. Under it, more than 800,000 homeowners have refinanced their mortgage loans and have lowered their monthly payments. That is a far cry from the 5 million homeowners the program was supposed to reach. But that gap isn't a surprise to housing market analyst Keith Gumbinger.
These kind of mass programs that try to address failing borrowers really try to make a one-size-fits-all solution to a problem which isn't a one-size-fits-all problem.
One proposed change would allow more homeowners to apply for the program. It would lift the limit on how far underwater an eligible homeowner could be. Underwater is when someone owes more on their house than their house is worth. Greg McBride of Bankrate.com says he thinks that tweak alone could help.
All of a sudden, you have a lot of people in the hardest hit markets that now become eligible to refinance at today's lower rates. And if they're able to reduce their monthly payments, that's money that can get pumped back into the economy.
Still, McBride doesn't see the housing market improving anytime soon. He says home prices aren't going to rise until job growth does. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And the push continues in the Obama administration to find a way for the economy to create more jobs. The president will send his proposal to Congress today. The pressure to create jobs, of course, is coming from all directions, though, just like the calls to reduce the debt by cutting spending. And the fevered pitch, says Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan, is helping the economy tank even more. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So 9+% unemployment, growth that's almost to a crawl, and yet you say economics is not the root of the problem. Why?
Politics are making the economic problems much worse than they have to be. We've got what amounts to economic paralysis in Washington. And as a bonus, this debate in which fanatics on the one hand and incompetents on the other are participating almost got this country to default on its debts, and that whole thing is still destabilizing the world financial system.
All right, but can you really blame politicians completely, Alan? I mean, the crisis came from the mortgage mess and the credit crisis and the banking collapse, all of that, right?
Right, but I'm not blaming politicians for the original problem.
Yeah.
What I'm blaming them for now is the continuing problem, the lack of confidence, and the sense I get for the first time in 40-something years of writing about this stuff that there is not a grown-up in power in Washington. And when stuff hits the fan, which I suspect it will, we're going to have to really hope that someone saves us because the politicians sure aren't going to do it.
You think it's going to get worse, Alan? I mean, we've got what promises to be a pretty contentious battle for this Republican nomination and the 2012 general election coming up itself. So does it get better or does it get worse?
I think it gets worse until after the election, and maybe after the election, whoever is in power will come to their senses and do the obvious things which have been talked about endlessly and begin to fix this problem. But I really do not look forward to this campaign. I've just resigned the Republican Party. I'm hoping to start the grown-up party. Are you willing? You willing to sign up, Steve? You
I love be a being grown-up. Grown-ups are great.
So I hear.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, great to have you back.
My pleasure, Steve.
And finally, we can now say with certainty where the floating donuts in Newton Lake came from. For 2 years, the lake near the Philadelphia suburb of Collingswood has been inundated with donuts and bagels and other baked goods. Nobody knew where the food was coming from. But late last week, police caught a man with 3 trash bags full of old donuts, dumping them into the lake. The man worked for Dunkin' Donuts down the street and said he was just feeding the geese. What a nice guy. That doesn't explain the hairnets, though, and the other trash he was dumping into the lake as well. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. The podcast is there. Also, you can check the numbers through the day. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Multitask. Downtime. We use words like that all the time, but do we really know what they mean?
The word boss actually comes from Dutch plantations. A work boss was somebody who was in charge of the overseer of the slaves on the plantation.
That's us, I guess. I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Wage Slaves Glossary. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.